Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Alright, so we'll go ahead and begin the super speedy session, as we're already starting at 7:30.
Woo!
Alright, last session, unfortunately at the end of combat, people realized that Sepheria was dead. Which, of course, means that she was shoved back to her native plane of hell. So, you guys, of course, finished raiding the ship. You still have your magically sealed crate. Captain Crazy Beard, the infamous pirate, killed everyone on board, whether they were unconscious or not. Left you guys, said hello, or did the hello type of thing, shot Steven, and then went on his way.
He shot you?
So, we go back to our intrepid rogues at the Sky Docks of New Hope.
Sorry, sir, your boat's destroyed.
Man.
Talk to Bond. It's his fault.
You will have to have, you have to pay if you want, or you can just leave his boat there with a note. Depending on how asshole-ish you want to be to this guy.
They could say they left it up to me.
Ooh, we could leave both boats so he could scavenge the parts and make himself a working boat.
Both of them lost their mast.
I know, but then I won't feel quite as bad.
We gave you another half boat, so hopefully two half boats will make a whole.
I don't know anything about boats.
Come on. All in favor of giving him two boats with a sticky note? Put your hand down.
I'm chaotic.
I don't care.
All
right,
we'll leave him the two boats with a sticky note.
All right, so you give him one of the boats.
Give him both the boats.
Oh, you give him the boat. You give him both boats.
Yes.
With a note saying, sorry, your mast broke. These are pirates that attacked us. Here's their boat.
Yes.
Okay.
It was very pretty. Writing.
Actually, I'm sure he could probably sell it for scrap and then repair his own boat.
Oh, yeah. No. He may just keep that one and sell the keel boat to repair this one.
That's fine. He'll like us with that.
Yes.
All right. So, what's your guys' plan? You guys are now down one person.
Shoot, and she's really important, too.
Let's go find Galatha. Aren't they, like, buddies?
I'm missing my bard song already.
And your heels.
I'm going through the draw!
Oh, we should stock up on potions before we go.
Eh, it's not like we're going to hell or anything. Oh, wait.
We don't know that, Steven.
We're losing half of our off heels.
Well, finding Galatha is going to be oh so difficult. Face will walk onto campus. Galatha! Galatha! Whoever gets nuked in the face first wins.
Okay, so this is actually...
What's her last name? Galatha's?
You've never actually asked her last name.
I've met her very few times. Quite frankly, she's kind of scary.
What with all our tattoos and...
Mostly the evocation.
16.
Is she an abjuration specialist?
No, she's neither.
Oh.
No, the fact that she can do evocation, and she's crazy.
And I'll probably ask on campus.
Transmutation.
Oh, okay. Is Jessica right, Andre?
Yes, she has transmutation.
I remember it, yeah, because she ran into lizard man when I was beating her in the water.
I don't think I actually...
Oh, wait, if I can see something, I can buy a Rod of Wonder.
Okay, well, I guess I go on a campus. I'm looking for Professor Galipa.
There you go.
All right, well, I guess while he's doing that, I'll do something else.
Okay.
So we're going to do it.
I mean, she's in her office, man.
Where's that?
In the big tower.
Cool, thanks.
Don't do drugs.
You walk up to the two spell sorts that are standing at the gate as guards.
Hello.
What do you want?
I need to see Galtha, please.
Do you have an appointment?
No. Do I need to make one?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to make an appointment.
You have to contact her secretary.
Where's her secretary?
Inside.
Can I get inside, please?
No.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I did make an appointment.
Give me a buff check.
I completely forgot.
Someone must have called ahead. 27.
Ah, Soiree's fashion design?
Yes, that's it.
Go on in.
We're just here to keep the riffraff out.
We're here to keep the dumb people out. The ones who haven't learned to lie yet. It's funny watching the paladins try and get in.
Alpha, you make an appointment? No. You have to make an appointment. How? Secretary. Secretary. She's inside. Yes. How do I get inside? She's secretary.
Shoot!
I can't get in. I know I can, but I can't. Push my code. Oh!
Okay. Well... have you ever listened to any of the Wizards College podcasts when I described the Wizards Tower?
Couple.
Alright, so basically it's kind of this... The first level is this large, open area with kind of a little dock area and stairs heading down and stairs spiraling up.
Oh, okay.
Basically you have to walk the spiral up until you find her office. And of course there's a little gateway in which you can walk in front of, and that's how you access her office.
Okay. I'll go on up to her office. Is there even a secretary?
No.
Okay, I thought not. I'll just walk up then.
Alright, you walk up to the chunk of wall that is designated as Professor Galatha's, and you don't hear anything.
Is there a doorbell or...
No, you just walk up to it. You don't hear anything.
Hello?
Darn your immunity to mind-affecting spells!
So it's just a wall?
It's just a wall.
Huh. What's around?
School security. They're dealing with a couple of rowdy stoners.
Object-wise, but...
Makes a lot more noise.
Did you catch your Pokemon?
Mm-hmm. Dang.
What objects are there?
What? Is it just like an empty hallway to me? Essentially?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This must look really weird to them. I guess I'll go over to the school security.
How can I help you, sir?
Hey, are you done taking care of that? I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, he's down.
Right. Dude. Where can I find Professor Galatha?
Right there.
That empty patch of wall?
You're not a mage. Okay. He walks on over. She's on her way.
Okay.
Should have been able to hear it.
Of course.
Sorry, I have too many voices in there. I just
claim you've got some sort of weird, weird
telepathic block.
Yeah,
I have mind shield on totally all the time.
Well, up walks Galatha. You see, she's of course got her starburst tattoo and
Does
her dragon tattoo.
Does she come out of the wall or something?
Yeah, she steps out of the wall.
Okay.
Ricardo.
Hi. She pulled me through the wall?
Yeah, she pulled you through the wall.
Oh.
And of course, you are now in this kind of lush apartment.
Oh. This is nice.
You know, kind of nice cushy pads. Strapping young man with a collar sitting in the corner. A nice desk. Several other bookshelves. Several doors leading up into different areas.
And you see a gerbil in a cage. Smiling at the guy in the collar.
Is he...
What the hell are you doing here?
I need to talk to you about something important.
You couldn't have contacted me any other way other than showing up here?
I don't know where else to find you.
Go get Sepheria. She knows how to get a hold of me.
That's who it's about.
Oh. Oh, really? What's up?
Can we speak in private?
Oh.
The gerbil stays.
She does have a cat, though.
That's fine. Sepheria was poofed.
Poofed?
Yeah, well, you know, she's like an outsider or whatever.
Oh, you mean she was killed?
Well, yeah.
You guys failed to take care of her like I figured you would.
Yeah, I guess.
Uh-huh, okay.
It was an ogre. And a bunch of other people. But mostly it was the ogre.
So, Kehiane?
She's okay.
No, the ogre.
That's my cousin.
Get a new one.
No.
Oh, it's sister.
Fuck, I always forget which ones.
Okay, so I assume you want me to fix your screw up.
Well, we don't have a way to get to hell.
You want me to fix your screw up, okay.
We want you to get us to hell.
Well, most of you all
without killing us.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I'm sure you all wind up there eventually.
Hey. I end up in limbo.
For eternity?
Me too.
That's a hell.
I don't know where my soul will end up.
That's where I go.
If it even is...
You can believe whatever you want. That's how religious systems work. I go to the floating island of Mandango, where there are steaming hot sex and wine drinking every day. Can I go to the island of steaming hot sex? Nice choice. Anyway.
So, yeah.
Who all's going? Everyone?
Well, what? Define everyone.
You, Tana, Dick, and Kay?
Yes. We might need one more, maybe?
Oh, okay. Pack
maybe.
Meal.
I don't know. Sometimes we bring other people.
Yeah, like a maybe.
Paladins and
stuff.
Like the half
like
dragon?
Me.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Metagame. Oh, yeah. Half dragon.
Oh, we added one more, actually, now.
Okay, so six?
Including her.
Yes. Well, are you going to?
I don't trust you guys in hell.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so Gal is coming. Damn, there goes some EXP.
So, yes.
Okay, well then, you'll all need to, of course, get geared up. I'll need to figure out which layer Sepheria went to. Because, let me tell you, hell's a really big place.
Oh. How many layers of hell are there?
Nine.
Oh, okay.
Only nine. It's not as big as the abyss.
Yes, but they go on and on and on.
The hell is infinite.
No,
hell,
it's not. Hell's abyss big. Is.
The
hell
abyss
is wide. The abyss just keeps going down.
Sometimes in the abyss you teleport into an area and it's a 10-foot by 10-foot room with an orc guarding a chest. You don't know why, but the plane decided to put it there.
You kill the orc, open the chest.
You die.
It was his lunch.
Alright.
Douchebags like that.
Alright. Well, I suppose where do you want me to meet you tomorrow?
Well, is it prohibited in the city to do whatever that...
I'm a professor.
She does.
So you have a license?
I can do pretty much whatever I want, including turning people into animals.
Cool.
You can't do anti-magic zone, though.
Well, I guess down by the docks?
Down by the sky docks?
Yeah.
Okay. I can meet you there.
Okay.
What time? Noon?
Sure.
Okay. I'm not sure what hours people operate at.
Yeah, any hour.
Okay.
We're that good.
How many cure moderate potions should I buy?
Well, she will teleport you outside.
Cool. I'll go back.
300.
Home.
Yeah, it's not like you have a reason to whine about how
I'm going to hell.
Amanda.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not taking me with you?
Do you really want to go?
No.
Good. So. I'm going to have enough things trying to kill me without her there.
Speaking of which.
By the way, don't agree to anything. Let me tell you, as an infernal lawyer, just don't agree with anything. In fact, sometimes disagreeing is agreeing with them.
I just don't say anything. Won't say anything.
Mute for the win!
Don't think
you can still be warned, they are telepathic.
Does that work?
Try not to think. Now, I understand it's not a problem for Tana, but...
Fuck you too.
Speaking of Tana... Don't take pot shots while we're in battle.
I didn't take pot shots! Sometimes when you fire into melee, you know, you miss.
Except,
you
when it, except when it hits them and then hits her.
It's an AoE! I forgot that it's scattered. What can I say? I forget sometimes, honey. You know how forgetful I am.
Right.
Anya just likes taking his revenge.
Also,
it's completely Felicity. Felicity hates Tana.
Yes, and Tana hates Felicity back, but my hatred is justified.
Except, you know, Felicity's chaotic evil. She's willing to take a pot shot every now.
No, we've established she's chaotic and evil.
Chaotic and evil.
Also, try not to kill any more people.
I'm trying, dear. If they're being sons of bitches, though, you know, they have to die.
There are much meaner things you can do than just kill them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're a lawyer.
750 times 2?
Ooh, you're turning me on right now.
And Brian, you're good.
Stay away from killing people.
Are you going to make me?
I will.
With whips and chains?
If you want.
Well, you're going to have to make me right now. Pacha! Back over the rest of the group!
I suddenly get the chill.
I feel like someone's talking about me. And now I'm disturbed by the implications of that.
Yes, Dick?
We're going to hell.
Oh, really?
And it's not anything related to you, surprisingly.
I'm touched.
So yeah.
Want to go meet the in-laws?
I'm afraid I will. So one of our tieflings ended up dying, which, you know, was
yes.
How they work.
Well, they are very squishy.
So, before we go there, is there anything you
which
recommend?
Which one was it, the bard or the...
Who's the bard? Oh. I miss my healing already.
my haste.
I could sing for you if you want.
Does that heal or would that hurt?
I've just got a lovely singing voice.
Oh.
It's heavenly. Or it used to be, at least.
Maybe later. But first, is there anything you'd recommend that I get, or anything I should be prepared for?
Oh, yes. You'll want Mind Blank.
How much would an item of Mind Blank cost?
The scroll should last you.
How long does this Mind Blank last? 24 hours?
I think so.
Okay.
If you spend more time... If you spend more than 24 hours in hell, you'll need a lot more than help getting out.
By the way, are you going to share this information with us?
Maybe.
In addition, depending on which layer you're going to, you're definitely going to want some sort of elemental protection.
I got that.
Yes, you'll, of course, want to have Endure Elements on at all times.
I don't have Endure Elements, but I have Resist Energy.
Despite what most people think, not a lot of devils attack on sight, because usually if they're in hell, they're in hell for a reason, and if they can get to hell and they're not dead, they're usually not worth fighting. However, be warned of silver-tongued devils.
So, if a devil starts randomly talking to us, just walk away.
try to start conversations and not receive conversations, if you know what I mean.
Okay. So mind blank, endure elements, and don't receive the conversation.
Yes. Now, don't be too rude, because if you do aggravate someone, they will attempt to kill you.
Yes, I've learned several things, believe it or not.
Oh, that's good. That's why you're my favorite of the group.
You're learning.
So, I need to go buy some stuff. Is there anyone you'd like me to kick in the face while I'm there?
Yes, actually.
Who?
My mother, if you're going to go see her.
Well, it depends. Which ring, which circle is she in?
Six.
Do you know what circle Sferia would go to?
What's her mother?
Uranus.
Yeah, it was an Uranus.
Then she might wind up in sixth or in any of the harems of one of the other lords.
Oh, well, what was your mother's name? So in case I do see her, I'll deliver the message.
Xantaria.
You can't do it in front of us, though.
Oh, no. I see one, like, oh, you're Xantaria? Ha! You know who that's from.
Bring it!
No, I see. You know who that's from. And we run, when we're running.
Nice to meet you, mother-in-law.
And what? We're running. Alrighty.
Pleasure to meet you.
How much does mind blank cost? Scroll?
It's an 8th level spell.
Mm-hmm. So, what does that mean?
Lots.
A couple thou?
Several thou.
Mini thou.
See, we're looking at arcane level
protection versus
8.
Evil.
Protection versus evil is also a good one.
Actually, only 3,000 gold.
Oh.
For a scroll.
It lasts 24 hours.
I'll get two.
Wait, does protection versus evil stop mind reading?
Stops them from possessing you. Devils don't possess, though.
No.
But it also...
It also stops evil outsiders from attacking you. However, in this case, you're the outsiders.
They're natural. Mm-hmm. We still get bonuses against them since they're evil.
Yeah, you'd still get the plus 2 AC.
And they wouldn't be able to make contracts with us telepathically?
Oh, no, they can do that all they want.
Mind blank. That's what mind blank.
Okay, I was talking protection versus evil.
So. Oh, okay. Mind blank, so they can't talk to us in our head.
But I can get protection versus evil radius. Everyone just has to stand within, like, 10 feet.
Magic circle versus evil.
Exactly.
It's a third level spell.
I wouldn't need
I just buy the potions. They're 50 gold a pot.
No, you will not.
Really?
Okay. That's what I was about to ask the listener, but then she just kept talking.
level 1 caster, so...
I think it's, what, 10 minutes?
Probably. Think so.
Oh. I'm buying 4 of them.
Chug!
Can you tell this out of character how long you think we'd be down there? Because I'm thinking...
You know,
like,
I know what I have planned.
Okay.
Yeah. However, my group has a tendency to not go exactly as planned, ever.
Actually, if we're buying it for a long time, it's a minute.
Okay.
Yep, it's a minute for level.
What's it cost to increase the caster level potion?
It's caster level times spell level times 50. So if you have a level 2 caster, it's now 100. If it's a level 3 caster, it's now 150.
So the only real benefit is it means I have to sit there and chug less often.
Yes. You'll chug every 2 minutes instead of every 1 minute.
It's actually probably more effective by several smaller potions in this case because I chug it in combat or something.
It's basically going to be the same cost for the same amount of time.
Yes, it's just this way I can split it up instead of being sitting there going like, right, 4 minutes of protection versus evil.
So do we have a way back?
I'm curious.
Do we have a ticket out of hell?
Do I need Endure Elements since I have resistance?
She'll be going with us.
Or die.
All you have to do is you will need Endure Elements.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The reason being is there are some levels that are so extreme that even Typhons have problems.
However, the two Typhlings will have to get back some other way.
Yes. The Typhlings are the ones who are stuck. If the material plane people get stuck, you commit seppuku.
Yes.
Oh, they left me. Oh, whatever. She's like, ow, that actually kind of hurt. Ow!
No,
I'm not dead yet?
The only thing that would suck is if a devil managed to get a hold of you before you commit seppuku.
Can I coup de grace myself?
That's basically what suicide is. You coup de grace yourself.
I might actually survive my own coup de grace attempt.
Make a fort save.
Damn it!
I decapitated myself and I'm still alive?
You cut off your ear.
You go to cut your throat. Oh, I missed! Oh, try it again. Cut my ear. Duh!
Okay, boom. So, I need a mind blank scroll.
How much money do you got?
5,000.
So that's what she's telling you as, you know, best case scenario.
I'll pay for half.
You'll pay for half of it?
And if worse comes to worse, I'll just pop back to the shield plan anyways.
Thank you very much.
The only thing that you have to worry about is if a devil gets his claws in you.
But since I'm apparently already known down there, and they know there's already a stake, I mean, hopefully nobody's going to try. That's my hope.
Technically, or theoretically, that would mean more people would try, at least in my opinion.
I'm just hoping we're not going to be there for longer.
So, I'll come back to the group.
Yeah, because the Duro only lasts a day, too.
By the way, there is no time in hell.
Oh. Yeah.
So we cannot tell when our spells wear out.
No, we can kind of tell.
No, okay. Whoa, it's hot all of a sudden.
Suddenly, we hear several people trying to get through.
Hey, listen.
So Navi is the ruler of hell.
I will gather the group for a meeting. The pre-hell meeting.
What's up?
Speaking of hell,
food has arrived.
Alright, time to pause.
Okay,
we're back.
Nom nom nom.
10, 14,
17. So you guys were gearing up to go to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go to hell.
Yeah,
And Dick gathered us into a group meeting.
So, I did a little gathering some information. And since we're going to hell, I decided to ask some questions about it. I was recommended to we get Mind Blank. And I assume Galathly can cast it, considering she's a professor now.
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Well, if we get scrolls, I'm sure she can.
Yeah.
So, we need to get Mind Blank. So that way, because devils are telepathic.
Keep them out of my head!
Yes. Yes, Tom, keep them out of your head, please. I don't want you attacking me again. So, and also endure elements. I don't know why, though.
It's a bunch of crazy down there.
Mm-hmm. Never been to hell. Quite frankly, I'd like to never go, but...
Same here.
Events, you've been to hell.
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
I thought all typhoons had to be there.
Nope.
Oh,
it's just where we're going.
You learn something new every day. So anyways, yeah. So I'm going to go buy Endure Elements and Mind Blank. If all the rest of you want to do it, that's up to you. I don't know if they can mind
hold
blank
up two
you,
scrolls.
Nah, I don't need it.
He's immune to them already.
In 10 bottles, I'm prepared.
10 bottles?
10 bottles.
What of?
Endure Elements.
One of your holy cow! It's 24-hour time. Yeah.
One endure element, 8 protection versus evil.
Oh,
wow!
What's your other potion?
You
said 10.
Oh, because earlier I was thinking I was gonna get 2 endure elements, but then somebody told me it's 24 hours, so I was like, so 9.
I'm gonna laugh. We're down there for more than 2 days, or a day.
Yeah, more than a day.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can deal with the elements. Or I'll try to.
Speaking of hell,
you guys also have to figure out what layer I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
Not Gal was doing it.
Tyler.
Huh?
You blink it. Yeah. You groan as you come back to one hit point.
Oh, crap. Oh, that was painful.
When you realize you're on a nice, soft, down bed made from the wings of angels. Some nice ornaments about the room made out of the bones of the mortals.
Mm.
Did you ever live in hell?
I was in hell.
This is your room at your mother's house.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, no!
No, well... Was her father the demon?
Mine was. I don't know where yours.
Mm. Remember, you're a cousin.
I know, I'm trying
I just
to...
know you're descended from Aranus. So we assume female. Because there's no male Aranuses that we know of.
Well, whatever. Let's ignore that fact for now.
Okay. It's okay. It's a plot hole that, you know, people will rant on the forums if we ever get popular enough to have people work that like to rant about a game.
People will rant, anyway.
Rant!
It's okay, we can have plot holes, I don't care.
Hey, Richard!
I'm gonna hide in the corner.
Curl up in a little ball.
I didn't want to be back here.
Take me home, mommy.
No.
She is home.
That's the exact option that I want.
After about 20 minutes of huddling in the corner,
I feel like I'll heal myself.
The door will creak open.
I'll peek out from my hiding spot.
Peering into the room, you can see what you can identify as your youngest sister. Now, do you prefer to be a tiefling like you or an Irinus?
I don't care. Whatever you think is more funny or convenient.
Okay, she's an Irinus. She leans her head in. Kind of raises an eyebrow. Her color scheme is much like yours, so pale skin, reddish hair. Except she actually has red, like, wings instead of a tail and horns and whatnot.
Hey, your nieces have tails, I think.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, whatever.
Well, they might.
You can't see her tail anyway.
My human nature decided to give me a tail.
Obviously, you're evil, so you have a tail.
I would be quiet for the moment. Let her explore her surroundings.
Sphiria.
Not here.
I assume you didn't actually say that.
No, yes, I did.
Oh.
You're going to find me eventually.
You're awake. Evil to see.
Yes, quite.
It's no longer good to see.
Well, where are you hiding at?
The usual spot.
Oh, okay. She crawls over to your hidey hole.
What do you want?
Welcome home.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know, after your fight with Mom, you had to leave, but it's not all that good down here.
I'm certain it's not.
Well, I brought you some dinner.
What is it this time?
Oh, just Quivering Soul. I'm not that good of a cook.
Sounds tasty.
Imagine something like oatmeal, except made out of the screaming souls of the damned.
Oatmeal.
That instant shift to evil alignment. Nah.
No, I will change the subject. On to something else, I guess.
Current events, basically.
Yeah. What's going on?
Shit. Oh, not a lot. Same old, same old.
Any more siblings that you know about? It's been some time. I think.
A couple cousins, but nothing bigger than that.
So you have some more sisters. or brothers.
Cousins. Well, I might have...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It could be brothers or sisters.
I could have half-brothers and sisters, no matter how I know. Because my father is somewhere down there. Which I do not want to see.
She takes her wing and kind of drapes it around you.
I will kill him.
So,
how are things on the surface?
Well, I'm guessing they didn't go too well.
You wouldn't know, actually. You're not from the surface.
Quite so.
Well, yeah, I suppose technically I'm a floating city, so it's more interesting than the surface.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Her wings kind of shiver a little. I wish I could go up there.
A lot of devils do.
Yeah, well. What with the blood war and all, I've been instructed to stay here.
How's that going? Still as chaotic as ever on the other side?
Oh, well. You know, we don't like demons. They can stay on their area. But Bell's doing a decent enough job.
Oh, that's good. If his fortress fell, that would be kind of bad.
Yeah.
Isn't he the guy, if you, like, make it through his fortress, he recruits you?
Yes. Hey, want a job? He never actually actively tries to turn you to evil. You just happen to do it after a while.
Yes. I love Bell. Bell is awesome.
Because he'll take all the recruits he can get.
He'll kill all the demons?
Yeah.
So how long are you staying around this time?
I don't know. Honestly. We'll see how things go.
Well, Mom was wanting to... made me promise to let her know when you woke up, so...
I'll go back to sleep and you won't tell her I woke up.
I promised. Devil's honor.
Damn it.
Honor. Don't you mean bless it? What?
I suppose damn it would be a good thing because then mm-hmm. we get more of it.
Well, so I'll go let her know. Okay. She'll be eager to talk to you.
Certainly.
Shifting back over to the other group. It's now the next day.
I have a question. What time was our planned meeting with what's her face? Mateus Dorais?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That was yesterday. Who? An NHN
news reporter.
Oops.
We had some priorities coming.
Apparently you stood her up.
Yes.
I'm sure she's not surprised. Andre, could I find a ring of protection versus evil?
Eventually.
Like, before we leave?
No. Not really.
Could I order one before we leave? So that way when we
yes, you could order one before you leave.
Okay.
By the way, I would have told you guys that, you know, it's a whatever day at noon. At the docks.
By the way, I don't tell James anything, but I leave a note and a gift, and I just...
Okay.
He's already awake before I am, so when I leave, he's already gone.
Yeah.
I'll leave a... But basically, it's a note telling... Okay, I'm going to hell. I might see you again. Here's a gift.
Okay.
If not, Tana will bring my love.
I guess I leave a pictographic message so she can understand.
Fire shooting up around you.
And then I'll leave 100 gold pieces.
Okay.
For my lovely wife.
For your lovely wife. For your blushing bride.
Yes.
Your wife actually is willing to see you off.
Yeah, I know.
In the face, honey.
I say goodbye to my cat. Yeah, this is gonna suck, kitty.
Are you gonna have someone feed her while you're gone?
Or are you gonna leave the bag open?
You leave the bag open. Why?
You know, it could, take care of it. It could be like 100 years cats. While we're gone or something.
You can kill a few people.
You know what? I guess I leave my cat with...
You don't know her
you
wife.
Don't
you don't know her wife, but you don't have anything against either of them. You don't want to leave it with Felicity because you're worried she might kill it.
Actually, I would suggest my wife.
Honestly, I probably don't bring this up to anyone. My cat is my own business.
Yeah. I know, but...
Yeah.
You know you have a
not
cat,
only,
like, what,
not only will my wife be able to take care of it, but my wife may be able to make sure that all of her wishes...
My
wife will slowly convert her cat to since evil.
Since he's pretty much the only person I know, I go to the arena, the guy who owns the arena.
You leave your cat with Parson. Alright. As he's taking his bucket, you see he kind of takes the cat and sticks it in the top part of his hat. The cat's like, meow.
No, it he's should be on his shoulder like in Dragon Ball Z.
Pretty much, I doubt Parson's really all that surprised.
Alright, well, good luck wherever you're going.
Oh, be careful. These have some issues with certain types of meat.
Oh,
okay.
Did we ever give the box to the...
Nope, you still have it. I want to know actually who has it.
We should have given the box to the
Did you guys know what was in it?
Nope, never opened it.
They magically sealed.
I say we leave it at my place, and we'll take everyone when we get back.
Okay.
That sounds Wait, I can't say that sounds like a really bad idea.
Yeah,
I actually trust my wife to take care of stuff.
Oh, if you get her word on something, she'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, promise me to look after this?
Sure thing, dear.
Would you take care of this box and make sure nobody opens it?
Sure thing, dear.
And nobody finds it, that'd be good as well.
Okay.
Fine.
Or takes it.
I think incorporating the finding. You need to find it before they can take it.
You need to make a list of every specific detail.
I'm not after you. You don't need to make contracts with me.
That's why I'm not just like, make sure nobody opens it or takes it.
Or finds it.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Yeah. Well, as I said, if nothing else, at least I know I'm going to come back. Because even if somebody does torture me, eventually I will come back here. Might be a little more evil, but I'll be back.
We three will come back.
Four.
Four. He's.
Oh, that's right. We did a seven.
Hey, this is the one time that if you die, you don't have to use any spells. So you can go to zero hit points and be just fine.
Yep.
Then come back with one.
Well, you guys meet Galath, and she, of course, looks all of you over.
I'm going to buy goggles of night. I can finally afford them.
Okay.
They're going to be sunglasses.
I see you were roped into this.
Wow.
Group.
Oh.
Actually, he came along willingly.
I signed something.
He doesn't speak.
All right, you ready to go? Go to some place where you don't ever want to go? I think I've nailed down Sepheria's mother.
If you have some scrolls, we'd like you to cast on us before we depart. I.e. mind blank. If you wouldn't mind.
Mind.
Alright, that pun was not intended.
Alright, so who all bought a scroll?
I did.
I bought him in Durrell.
How long do mind blanks last?
24 hours.
Oh, she doesn't need to roll for that.
Pop down there. I don't want to pop down there and then have her trying to cast it while somebody's trying to break my brain.
So, one, two, three, correct?
Mm-hmm. There are no potions. There are no potions of mind elements.
By the way, she fails to name the mind elements.
Give me a Benny.
I'll make a similar thing.
She failed again.
I don't know. Do you want a Benny again if she fails?
Yeah. just let it
okay.
be. I'm going to get mind raped. It doesn't matter.
I will Benny.
Wait, how'd she fail?
She needs a caster DC 15.
She's failed. Wait, what level caster is she?
It's not what level caster, it's how badly I can roll.
I only have three bennies and the game just started.
Did she succeed on me?
For the most part.
I said I know.
Okay. For the most part.
And I said I'd Benny too. Yeah.
Okay,
so so our minds are blank.
Okay, I'll proceed.
Okay.
I don't like your statement for the most part, by the way.
For the most part.
The spell works or it doesn't.
They were curse scrolls.
Shoot! No!
Let's see, there are three scrolls.
From earlier.
And you have two scrolls.
Okay, I'm already screwed. I better might as well screw the rest of you guys, too.
And you're your element scroll?
I thought it was a potion,
it's
I guess.
Anyway. Alright.
Cursed potion.
You're gonna be cursed your aunts.
You guys are in a hustling, bustling metropolis in the center of hell. You can see devils kind of walking around. Look at you, like, whatever.
More adventurers.
Right, look, adventurers.
They kind of walk along. You know, they think at you three, four. They look at you and kind of go,
I'll be finishing up and wave. They wave.
Devils are going about milling around, doing their business. All the area, of course, around you is clad in brass and bone, but
that one's not important.
Okay, so where do we need
to go? Who here does not have Endure Elements on? Ignoring you.
I drink my Endure Elements.
I chugged my potion before we forded.
I will.
Okay,
now.
Never mind.
I guess fine. If I feel anything, feel ill.
Scalpha goes, alright, well, we're here. Now we need to find her.
Well, Dick. How do you feel about mingling with devils?
I don't think she had... They don't have last names, do they?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is what you're good at.
Gather information with devils.
I don't have a last name either, though. Do you duck up?
I'm pretty sure offering money won't affect this.
No, not in the slightest.
That's actually not a dark elf.
I got a 37.
Okay.
9.
So you walk up to this, after gathering around for a little while, and we're looking for this earness. They're like, oh, yep, kind of figured.
There she is where?
I'm pretty sure it is a dark elf.
She's, that house, she's pointing, he points off to a house alone on a hill near, on the outskirts of town.
Why is it so alone?
Then yes, that could be a normal.
What?
Why is the house so alone?
Yeah, you'll find out.
Okay. Do I have to roll for another gather information?
Yeah, you can if you'd like. You've now officially spent an hour in hell.
Nope, 30 minutes.
No, 30 minutes.
Well, if you're gathering information again, it will be an hour in hell.
I got natural 20, so yes, I just spent an hour
in hell. Oh, okay. Well, she's a concubine to Mephistopheles.
Mephistopheles.
One of the lords of hell.
No, not one of.
The?
No, that's Asmodeus.
Oh, that's right, right.
Mm-hmm. He is the devil lord of the seventh layer of hell.
Yeah, I know who Mephistopheles is. I killed him.
Hey, mm-hmm.
Except that this is obviously not his level.
Yes.
Who's that?
You could actually give me a knowledge religion if you'd like. Because there are Mephistopheles cults.
Can I give a knowledge local?
No. You have exited the realm of knowledge local.
Technically, if you read how knowledge local is worded, it's gathering information in the city you're in.
28, yes, you do indeed know about the Mephistopheles cult. He's actually on the seventh layer of hell. He is pioneering hellfire, which is actually a type of energy that will get past fire immunity. However, you know, cults, of course, are usually centered around magic.
Mm-hmm. He's also, the hellfire also doubles as divine fire and various other types of, fire.
So basically, I use hellfire right now because my stuff is half fire, half divine.
Not really.
Kind of slightly different.
I can use flames type fire. Holy fire.
Yeah, holy.
By the way, while you are here, you cannot use any of your magical powers. Your god's not.
All of our healing!
Mm-hmm. Anyone else who has any powers based off of a religion in the former area, including ranger magic, stops functioning. Because the earth is not listening to you here.
Oh, why not?
The Prince of Thieves, if you couldn't reach, of course, you know, the ground, how in the hell is he going to reach hell?
I could still use my magic down there. I just couldn't memorize it again.
Okay, yes, you'll be able to use those spells on your list.
Because he's already granted you the power.
He has already granted you those. Any spell you cast, you don't get back.
Unless you have a
Pearl of Power. So, you have, after a few moments, your bouncing sister comes back in.
What? She's so happy for love for you all.
I was looking at me. Yes.
She's hot.
You give me very much food and shower.
I agree.
Sauce or chicken?
Yes.
Either.
How's it going?
No, no, I'm just hanging out.
Should we play the old board game?
Sure. Pull out little knuckle bones of mortals. It's Monopoly, hell style. It goes on for eternity.
Literally, it's Monopoly, it goes on for eternity.
It's always down to two players.
It's time to start with two players.
So, your mom doesn't really ever come to accost you.
That's good. I'm gonna hide in my room.
Lock the door, see if that does anything.
So?
Play with my Uranus that's kind of crazy.
Your sister?
How old is she?
Younger than me, so younger than 200.
Well,
hey, Galatha. What circle of hell are we in?
Galatha? Yes. Sixth.
Okay.
Yes, the guy we worry about is in the seventh one. Unless he teleports here, we don't worry about
it. Okay. We need to hurry up, get Spirit, and have something else. Okay, so, we're going to go over to the concubine's house. All in favor? Let's go pillaging!
Pillaging?
Pillaging.
I mean, knock on the door.
Yes, we're going to knock, no, we're going to grab the spirit, we're going to teleport our
life. As you guys are, of course, leaving the city, there's a trail of Lamour slowly shuffling after you.
Go away! Pull out a spoon and grab some chocolate flavoring.
Mom. You just threatened to eat those things?
They look like pudding.
That's the most disgusting pudding I've ever seen.
Yes.
And the dredges are the fat things.
That's also the saddest looking segment
I've ever seen. It's just soul, isn't it?
It is a drained human soul. Or drained damn soul, if you rephrase that.
It's an evil human commoner. Alrighty. We guys knock on the door?
You guys walk over to the house, and it is indeed magnificent. You are talking that this area is at least a mile in size compound.
Are the guards?
No.
Didn't think there
would. Why does that make me more worried than if there were guards?
You, of course, walk around. There's nothing blocking entry to the door. You walk up directly and knock, and the door creaks open.
All right, who wants to go in the creepy house first? All in favor saying Tana?
What?
You
can
I'll
take
go.
I
don't
know.
All right.
Those two shuffling.
The door open more.
All right.
Well, point out is if they start attacking.
All right. Who here is chaotic? You're at a minus two on everything you do.
F.
Who here is good? You're at a minus two on everything you do here.
Yay, neutral. So
effective. Who here is lawful? You have a plus two on everything you do here.
Are you evil?
No evil takers. No evil. Okay.
No. If you were lawful good, you'd have a zero.
Yes.
So you're like, your rod feels uncomfortable.
Hopefully we won't stay here long.
I don't like this place.
Exactly. We hope.
Up walks as you two enter. Up walks a tiefling butler.
His place is cursed.
He begins speaking to you both in infernal.
So, I speak in infernal.
Greetings.
Well, hello. Kehiane, been a long time since I've seen you. Alex, your cousin.
Never met.
Oh, well, I've heard of you.
Sorry, this is my first visit down here.
Sorry, I couldn't bring my wife.
Felicity?
Yes.
That must mean you're Ricardo. Almost got you, you know. Anywho.
We're here to see Safira, if she's in.
She just got in. You guys aren't here to take her away already. She's barely been here.
Oh, I'm sure we'll leave her plenty of time.
Well, will you? Okay.
We just want to speak with her.
You'll stay for dinner, right?
Perhaps.
Well, you haven't.
Oh, a delicacy.
Okay.
Why do I feel this is going to involve
Controls?
No, we're just left out of the conversation right now.
Well, I assume you speak for your friends?
Yes.
What?
Certainly.
Stop agreeing for us!
Well, then we'll see you for dinner at 6.
They hold your
did you agree?
Now.
For some
I said
I
certainly.
Don't say anything. Agreed to what?
I didn't agree to anything. I said certainly.
You agreed that you speak for us.
We speak for us, but we're not going to dinner.
I said certainly. I didn't say what to. And yeah.
That's bad.
All actually. I said was certainly.
Great.
So you said certainly to something that you don't know you said certainly to.
Great.
I said certainly. That's what
well,
I said.
Well, you know.
I said perhaps.
let me lead you to her room. You know, you guys will pass a few torture chambers and a few other areas.
Hey.
There are lemurs that you actually see. They walk over to a dirt pile and stand on it, and it absorbs, and they keep walking.
Yes.
That is so handy. So anyways,
maybe you can get one as a pet.
Would you mind asking if he knows of anyone named Centuria?
Centuria?
Z.
Zentheria?
Xantheria.
Oh, Xantheria, sorry.
Well, Alec. That was his name, right?
Alex.
Yeah, Alex, sorry.
Alec is my brother.
What?
He has the goatee and everything.
My mistake.
He was an accountant who cooked the books in his life.
you're the good choice?
Well, my human companion here wants to know where a Xantheria is.
Oh, she's at her house across town.
Okay. She's across town.
Okay.
Well?
My spells are fresh.
Yeah.
Waste them all.
Yes. Yeah, it kind of walks up and you can hear people talking inside.
I'm not too worried at the moment. Regardless of this being hell, it's actually decently safe.
Comparatively.
He knocks and then opens the door and moves out of the way.
We walk in.
You're cheating.
No!
Well, I'm glad you guys are having fun down here.
It's like quite a party.
You must be Kehiane.
That is I.
Hi.
Greetings.
I'm her younger sister. Chloe.
Yes.
Do you have her eyes? I can see.
Hey. You notice the large feathery wings.
Are you guys still talking in Infernal?
Probably.
Nice to meet you.
No, I wasn't going to be flying in line.
What's she get on spot?
Helm of Confidence and Agenda.
Yes, I'm cheating. I'm cheating by doing this.
That's not how you roll dice.
It's perfectly legal. You just go like that and they roll.
Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com. You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.